Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Kuf, Chapter 100. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 100, Perek Kuf, is well known to us in terms of our morning davening in the daily liturgy during the course of the regular week, where we say, before Ashrei and after Baruch She'amar, very brief five-verse text of Mizmor Lesoda, right? A psalm of thanksgiving. Very famous psalm, has some beautiful language in it, even as short as it may be. Very famous words. And even in its shortness, it has some very beautiful and powerful lessons and messages for us. I want to share with you tonight, today, on this chapter, the words of Radak, the words of Malbim, and very beautifully as well, from a wonderful set of Sfarim called the Nesiv Bina. Nesiv Bina was written by Rav Yisachar Jacobson, and it's a book on the Siddur. It's a book on the Siddur in five volumes, Siddur and Brachos, and the Davening, and the history of the Davening, and the history of all those things, and Perushim. Loads and loads and tons of commentary, both his own and compilations from other sources and other texts, amongst them the Rishonim and Acharonim, who have offered commentary and descriptions and ideas on davening in general and also on specific texts. A very, very worthwhile set of books. And beautifully enough for us is that the different chapters of Tehillim that appear in our liturgy, he brings down in discussion, whether it's in volume 1 for the weekday service or whether it's in volume 2 in the Shabbos service. And he goes through a lot of the ideas and issues in the language and in the text. And very beautifully for us, he does so for chapter 100. This piece happens to appear in volume 1. Volume 1 deals with background information and also the davening of the daily of a daily liturgy. So we're going to deal with a little bit of Radak, a little bit of the Malbim, and a little bit of the Nesiv Bina. And the Nesiv Bina very nicely sort of lays out very quickly some of the important ideas that go on in our Mizmor in terms of certain language and terminology that's used. And basically what has to be understood here is that the entirety of the text should sort of be understood and viewed in the sense that it's almost like a commandment. It's very much sort of directive language. It's very much ivdu, bo'u, di'u, bo'u. It's language that's telling a person or exhorting a person to go and do. Do this, do that, do the other. So it's very much in that mode towards action, towards active mode, and very little of it is as to why, as to the reason, for what reason. It's mentioned in the last verse, and it's mentioned also in the third verse, but very importantly, it's very much about the action and about the doing. So let's begin. That's sort of his crucial point that he brings for us and he brings to bear here, and share with you some of the ideas and some of the thinking of our commentaries, notably this week, Malbim and Radak. Mizmor Lesoda, a psalm of thanksgiving. Hariu l'Adonai kol ha'aretz. Shout to Hashem, all the earth. All the earth, right? Very importantly, it's all the earth. Not just one part of the earth, not just one particular people, but all of the earth. Ivdu es Adonai b'simcha, bo'u lefanav bir nana. Serve Hashem with gladness. Come before Him bir nana, with singing. Di'u, know, ki Adonai hu ha'elohim, that Hashem is God. Hu asanu, He has made us, v'lo anachnu, and we are His. Amo v'tzon mariso, we are His people and His flock for His pasture. Bo'u she'arav b'soda, chatzerosav b'sihila, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courtyards with praise. Hodulo baruchu shemo, give thanks to Him and bless His name. Kitov Adonai li'olam chasdo, for Hashem is good, His mercy endures forever. V'ador v'ador emunaso. And for every generation is his faithfulness. Very beautiful, very brief, a very beautiful idea. So what exactly is going on in our text? So besides the exhorting that's going on, and you have a lot of that language. You have Hariyu, you have Ivdu, you have Bo, you have Du'u, you have again Bo'u, you have Hodu, you have Barchu, all of that. And in the end, you have a Ki Tov, and in the third verse, Ki Hashem, right? So you could break it up as sort of Aleph is as an introductory statement, and then Beis sort of establishes a certain mode of action, and then Gimel would be Y, Dalet would be another form of action, and then Hey would be another form of a Y. That's possible. Or you could simply say, because it's so short, that really the entirety of the Mizmor is sort of one unified theme. So here we go. Says the Radak in verse in Aleph, Mizmor l'sod daril Hashem kol haaretz, perusho, shetodu lo hachesed she'asa imachem. You should thank Hashem for all of the chesed that He has done for you. Va'atem tomru, and you will say, hariu l'Hashem kol haaretz. And then you should say that the entire land should shout it out. She'kol haaretz yismichu l'simchaschem. So you have to be praising to Hashem for all that He's done for you, all of the chesed that He's done for you. By virtue of that, you should then exhort all of the other land to be b'simcha as well, because why shouldn't they be b'simcha? Of course they should be b'simcha. The Radak continues, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, shelo tiyeh avodaso limasa ela b'simcha b'tuvlei. That really, really, the manner of service that you have for God, with God, to God, should not be a burden, but rather should be with joy and happiness in one's heart. Then he quotes a very beautiful medrash. Ubidrash. Ksiv ivdu es Hashem bi'ira. Uksiv ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. In chapter 2, it tells us and exhorts us to serve God out of fear, or out of awe. And here it says, serve God out of simcha. Im bi'ira, says the medrash, if it's bi'ira, if it's with fear, ech b'simcha. How can it be with gladness? V'im b'simcha, ech bi'ira. And if it's with gladness, how can it be with fear? Amar Rabbi b'shal shatam ispal l'kodesh baruch hu. He says as follows. What does it mean? When you daven to Hashem, yehelibcha sameach shatam ispal l'kodesh baruch hu she'in kamo be'elohim. Should be joyous in your heart that you're davening to the God, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, and there's no one like Him amongst all the other things that people call God. Yachol shelo b'yira. Possible that you could do that without yira. Tamalomar ivdu Hashem b'yira. Therefore, you have to do it with Yira. Amar Rabbi Acha, Ivdu es Hashem b'Yira ba'olam hazeh. What does it mean? He says that you have to serve God b'Yira with fear and awe in this world. Aval la'asi lavo, in the future. Achazeh ra'ada chanofim, va'atem tagilu b'ra'ado, sha'avi al umos ha'olam, havi Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So he says that it's going to grab hold of you, right? You will be joyous, a trembling joy in the time because of all that, all that's going to be on the other nations, right? They're going to suffer. So what's going to happen? Retribution is going to happen. And you will be besimcha by virtue of the ra'ada that's going to be on the other nations of the world. That's Radak. Beautiful. Says the Malbim. He says like this. Mizmor l'sod al hoda shel neis, with respect to miracles. Hariu l'Hashem, with to shout out to Hashem. Sheba'eis yinhag al pi hateva, so he says, when it is that Hashem operates in nature, doma kemelech ha-sagur b'heicholo, he's like a king who is holed up in his palace. Umhani ga'idei sorav v'yotzav, and then he is leading us and directing things through his servants, right? Through his advisors. Ava be'es ha'neis, when it's a miraculous time, yidmek kemelech hayotze mehecholo, he'll be like a king who has left the tent, has left the building, and he's now to mishalech ben ha'am, and he's walking amongst his people. Lashgiach ba'atzmu al inyonehem, that Hashem himself, the king himself, is sending providence and watching over on their matters on his own. Then, and then, only then, va'oz yariu kulam teruah gedola laham licho, then the people will let out a shout, a very loud shout, a great cry, a great sound to make him the king. Kemosha Kasuv Kol Ha'amim Tiku Chaf Hariu Le'Elohim, as it says in another mizmor, that all the nations will let out a sound, right? Will shout it out to make God God. That's Aleph. Ivdu Estanai B'Simcha Bolufana Binana. So the Malbim differentiates between different types of avoda. Yesh Hevdel, he says in Beis, Bein Avodas Hashem Bein Avoda L'Basav Adam. There's a difference between the manner of service between people, serving people and serving Hashem. Ki'oved L'Basav Adam, a person serves the people, Lo Yismach B'Avodasu Mitzat She'inu Batuach She'ikabel L'Aschar. A person works for another person, so he's not sure what, that he's going to get any sort of reward. But if a person actually does get a reward, it only comes afterward. There's no reward in the actual service itself. And that's the case. He's going to be sort of in pain, suffering, in all the time that he's involved in the action itself. That's not the service of Hashem. The avoda itself is the reward. And the purpose of this action is to be done with joy. A person, says the Malbim, comes before another person to ask for something. He comes with tears and with pain in his voice. But only when he leaves will he be with greatness, joy and gladness and singing. If it happens, person comes before Hashem, yavo birnana, he will come that way. Says the Malbim that the person comes before God, so then for sure it's going to happen. So what you have is all of these factors going on at the same time. The notion of avodas Hashem, service of Hashem, it has to be besimcha. The avodah itself is besimcha, the manner in which one approaches it has to be besimcha, and there has to be believed that it's going to be answered. How do you know it's going to be answered? Verse 3. Ooh, no. Ki Adonai hu Elohim. Watch the progression here. First, we have Hashem, he is the God. Hu asanu, he is the creator, he is our creator. Velo anachnu, we are his. The progression from God of the world, creator of the world, right, direct creator of us, to our specific people, to us, to Am HaNivchai. That's the progression, who we're talking about, what we're talking about, and the nature of our relationship to it, how important, how crucial we are his sheep. He is our shepherd. Radak writes, V'lo anachnu, shenachnu nikra'im b'shmo, amo v'tzon mariso. We are his people, we're called after his name. And now he says something very beautiful. V'hakasuv hu vilo ba'alef. The word vilo is a kriyuk siv in a sense. It's written with the aleph. Vilo as in we are not. Right? As hu asana vilo anachto. He did it and we didn't. Right? That's the way it's written. But that's not how it's pronounced. It's pronounced vilo with a vav that we are his. So he says anyway, he explains either way. Uperusho. Shlo nucha lomar. The explanation is, we cannot say that our strength and our power are the ones that did it. It's the opposite. We didn't do this. He is Hashem, he is the creator, we belong to him. Not that he is Hashem, he is the creator, right? And also know that we didn't do it. We're not the ones who do it. Right? So he says, so we have to come to his place, we have to come to his gates, we have to come to his courtyards with thanksgiving, with gladness, with praise in our hearts, to sing thanks to Hashem and to offer our blessings on his name. Says the Radak, again, a lot of Radak tonight, he says, Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem, Rabbi Menachem de Mangalia, says as follows, the Medrash, Kol ha'tfilos b'telos alit lasi lavo. All of the tfilos in the future will be nullified. V'hodaya eina betela, but thanks, songs of thanks will not be. Kala karbonis betelam laasi lavo, v'korban toda eina bata. All of the different offerings and sacrifices also will be nullified and done away with in the future, except for korban toda. Why? Ratzalomar ki atfilos betelos Because no longer will people have to request with respect to things for this world. Because it will always be with goodness in the world. And all they will have left will be the opportunity to praise and thank Hashem. And no longer will people be doing averis that there will be a requirement to bring any of these sort of sacrifices. So a beautiful vision for the future, a beautiful idea that a person, all that will be left in that time will be Hodu and Baruch Hu. Ki tov Hashem Adonai l'olam chasdo v'ador v'ador emunaso. Says the Mardak again, Kil kol yimei ha'olam yihye chasdo imanu. All of the days of the world, His chesed will be with us. V'chein emunaso, and so too His truthfulness. Ki ha'avtacha sh'heftichanu betov v'lo'asi tiyya kayemes ador v'ador. And that is the promise that has been made, that it's not just for now, it's for all generations. L'chol hadoros kula, that it will be that way. So it's certainly worthy of praise, it's certainly worthy of us thinking of in that manner, and certainly that which we should be, that we should be with Him. Says the Malbin, just to finish it out, Kitov Hashem, b'shnei mine ha'hanhagos shemanik. Hashem is good in the two different varieties and ways in which He leads us. Ayde chazdo, shehi hanaga hanisis, that the manner of chesed, the manner which God sort of works His wonders for us in the natural sense, I'm sorry, in the supernatural sense, is chesed, it's above and beyond. Vayde emunaso, shehi hanaga hakvua, His truthfulness, His faithfulness, will be for generations. That's the manner in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us on a regular basis. So what you have is a sense of praising Hashem and being thankful to Hashem in all manners, in all things, both today and in the future. And that is the exhortation from us. It sort of comes beautifully right out of what we've discussed previously in the different chapters. And it's a direct continuation, the exhortation again of the people to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem, to bless name of Hashem. Continue tomorrow with Kuf Aleph, Perek 101.